Hi, I'm Ros Cardinal, the founder of Shaping Change. Welcome to the Thriving in the Midst of Change, a six-part audio course to help you learn not only to survive during changes, but how to thrive. In this first audio course, we're going to look at three phases of the change process and three steps you can take to more easily navigate through the changes in your life. Change is a phenomena that occurs in nature and in life. Without change, we would simply cease to exist. We've all survived changes or we wouldn't be here today. But I believe you can do more than survive, you can thrive. The chances are you've experienced more changes in your world during the last 5 years than at any other time in your life. Because of increasingly fast-changing technology, the cycle of change has been compressed. Change occurs faster and faster. The longer we live, the more change we'll experience. It will serve you well to understand and embrace change. So think of a change you've experienced in your world in the last few months and maybe even in the past few days. I bet you can think of many. What we can learn from the past is this. We can no longer predict what life will look like over the next few years. The world we know now will change. We will change. So, how can we embrace and thrive during times such as these? It's important to understand that change is an external event that requires you to make some kind of internal adjustment. When we adjust, even just a little, we've responded to change. And we respond to change by moving through the three phases. Phase number one is experiencing the ending of something that we knew, which is also called the letting go phase. Phase two is the neutral zone, the time between when you let go of something and become comfortable with the new. This is referred to as the transition time. And phase three, the final stage of change, is beginning anew. This is the time when you know you've moved on, you've left the old behind and you've made the adjustments to move forward in a healthy way. In other words, you must let go of the old, the tried and true, and make adjustments to learn new skills, behaviours and even attitudes, and then move forward. Even though you may not know it, you're actually already quite skilled at this. You make small changes every day. Perhaps your favourite restaurant closed, or your favourite brand of cereal is no longer available, or the person that you counted on to prepare your tax has moved away. You make the change and you move on. Sometimes in the process, you're even happier with a new restaurant, a new cereal, or a new accountant. New things are sometimes often better than the old. Or maybe you're faced with bigger changes, life-challenging changes. Your job description has changed, or you've lost your job. Perhaps a child has left home for the first time, or an adult child is returning home. Maybe you've had to deal with the loss of a relationship through divorce or through death. Whether the change is small or big, you have to adjust. The first step of the change process requires us to let go of what is familiar. This is hard, even with the smallest of changes, but you can't embrace the new if you're holding on to the old. Letting go isn't easy, and the more significant the change, the harder it is. When you let go, there's a sense of loss. With the bigger the change, the greater the sense of loss. When you have a loss in your life, you'll experience grief, which includes denial, bargaining, anger, and depression. You must give yourself time to work through or experience the emotions associated with loss. After all, you're grieving something or someone that was important to you. As you let go, you enter into the transition stage. During this stage, it may feel as if nothing is happening. You might feel as though you're not moving forward. You may feel vulnerable and uncertain because you're in between. You've let go of the old, but the new is unknown. Transition is the time when you're adjusting internally to the changes you're experiencing. You begin to prepare yourself for something new. People who are in the agricultural professions understand this time as the fallow time. It's the time when the fields are barren, and during this time the soil's renewing, so it'll be ready for the next crop. And human beings need this same kind of fallow time, the idle time, to prepare for the new. And finally, the last stage is to begin anew. This is when you begin to spend more energy on the future than the past or even on the present. Your focus shifts, your productivity increases, and your morale increases. Before we end this first audio session, here are three things to focus on over the next week to help you thrive during the time of change. Number one, trust yourself more. You're a competent individual who successfully dealt with change in the past. You can do it again. It might be helpful to make a list of some of the life changes you've encountered. Give yourself credit for handling change in the past. And if some changes were hard to overcome, that's okay. You still did it. Number two, accept that change is awkward. You will be out of your comfort zone, out of your tried and true, and that's okay. That's how you grow. And number three, do something that makes you feel in control. This can be as simple as cleaning out your closet or a bit more complex like learning a new computer skill. So, between now and next time, trust yourself more, accept that change is awkward, and do something. So until then, remember the words of Leo Tolstoy. Everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing himself or herself.